It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I am good. How about you?
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Each and every Tuesday, Megan joins us and she brings us a guest. Today, who did you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted to introduce Cindy from Living On, and it's a new organization, newer organization, and a brand new organization to Share Greater Lynchburg. Living On Incorporated participated in the C-Vane Board 101 class last week, and Cindy and I got to talking, and she launched her page on Share Greater Lynchburg in the last few days. So that makes it 190 nonprofit organizations on the Share platform. So we always celebrate new members of the Share family, but just really excited to talk to Cindy about this important mission that she's leading and how she's bringing people together around such a critical topic. So I'll turn it over to Cindy.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate all that you do. Tell us about your organization. How did it get started? And for the listeners and viewers, what does it do?
Living On got started because I lost my son in 2016 to suicide.
We're so sorry to hear that.
I appreciate it. It was a tremendous, it still is a tremendous loss. But afterwards, I felt like I was adrift and couldn't really get my act together. The grief just was overwhelming. And I decided that I didn't want anybody else to go through that alone. Mm-hmm. And I contacted several people in the suicide prevention community, one of them being Joan Rosen, who had established the Out of the Darkness Walk, and another one being Jan Davis of Horizon. And they helped me connect with Barbara Gladio, who's my partner. And I came up with a program for us to follow for 8 weeks. And we just started out that way and worked for about a year before we became a nonprofit. And since then, we've been able to run, I think we've had 7 groups so far. And our groups are limited to 5 or 6 participants.
Okay.
And what we do is we meet for 8 weeks consecutively on Tuesday nights at St. John's. And for the first 4 weeks, we focus on the person that was lost. And then for the second half of our sessions, we focus on how to move on and to learn to accept what's happened and continue on with your life. And we've just had, I think, tremendous success with all of our participants. Everyone has been very positive coming out of the program. We've gotten 100% positive ratings on our anonymous surveys after each session. And so now we're getting ready to start a new group. And we just have 2 slots open. So I'm encouraging people to look at our website or to look at certainly the Share website to try and contact us and join our group.
Well, this is tremendous work that you're doing. And I would imagine the smaller groups in the peer setting and folks that have gone through this, it's not just trained counselors, but it's folks that have gone through this and have lived this.
Yes. And we train our facilitators. As you said, everybody associated with our group, including our board, has lost someone to suicide. And it's a different type of grief. It's a complex grief. And it's a kind of grief that unless you've been through it, you really can't appreciate what everyone's going through. So in our group, we don't have to explain all that from the get-go. Everybody knows. And so there's a connection there that allows people to openly express themselves without fear of judgment or stigma or, you know, I'm tired of hearing this story kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And this is free support.
Absolutely. There is no charge. We provide all of our participants with a bound book of different articles and information. And the book, I think, has grown to about 60 pages.
Okay.
And as we work through each session, we assign readings for the next session. And it's working out.
Mm-hmm.
So when does this new group get started?
As soon as we get two more members.
Okay.
We don't like to have less than six because of the dynamics of the group. It works best. We will take five, but we want six.
Okay.
And as soon as we get those next two members, we're going to be up and running, and I'm looking forward to being able to meet with people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this will be for the next, this will be for eight consecutive weeks, and you meet on Tuesdays, correct?
Correct. We meet on Tuesdays at 6:30 at St. John's Episcopal Church on Rivermont.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Mike, when I was talking to Cindy on Friday, we were discussing that they were the recipient of their first Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation grant, and they're going to be utilizing that grant for marketing and outreach so that they can more people in the community can know about them. So I'm just delighted to highlight organizations that are relatively new to the community who are small and a one or two person operation still are very eligible for community foundation grants and do are able to use those for great impact. So it's a great opportunity to showcase how all sizes of organizations benefit from the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
Absolutely. And that's one of the tremendous things about Share Greater Lynchburg and the foundation itself. You are a home and a platform to the larger nonprofits, but also the small one or two member, we don't get paid to do this and we take the trash out too.
Right.
It's a wonderful thing. Folks, you can learn more about Living On Incorporated by visiting Share Greater Lynchburg. If you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org, just type in Living On Incorporated. You can also check out their website as well, livingonincorporated.com. Learn about their services. Learn about their groups, when they'll be meeting, resources available. All of that is available right there on their social media. And again, thank you so much, Cindy, for what you do and mm-hmm. For your organization.
Well, thank you so much for supporting us, Mike, ever since before we were a nonprofit. And my meeting with Megan, it was just wonderful. She was so supportive, and I was thrilled to become a part of Share.
Well, thank you again for all that you do. And folks, if you are part of a nonprofit organization, you can, if you're not on the Share platform, you need to be. It's absolutely positively free. 190 nonprofit organizations in our immediate area, Lynchburg and the surrounding counties. And it's did I mention it's free? It's a free resource for folks to find nonprofits in our area that do all ranges of things. So mm-hmm. Learn more. So speaking of Share and the foundation, Megan, how are things going and what's upcoming?
Sure. Great. Well, speaking of the foundation and grants, we are in the open cycle right now for the fall cycle of competitive grants. So you would just visit lynchburgfoundation.org to find how to apply. It's a relatively easy process. It's a simple, we try not to make the barrier hard, but if you click on grants and scholarships, you can go to competitive grants there on the site. And the deadline for the fall grant cycle is September 15th. So believe it or not, that'll be here before we know it. Yeah. We have a spring cycle that ends on March 15th and a fall cycle on September 15th. So most of our organizations are kind of in one or the other because you're eligible once a year. So just want to make sure to remind folks to get those grants and grant requests in. And then we're also kicking off our Youth Philanthropy Council in September with a brand new group of 25 local high school seniors from across the region, and just getting them organized right now, getting ready to give away a $10,000 and $5,000 grant next spring. So they learn the philanthropic process and how to evaluate and visit and score, and so kind of a mirror image of what our grant committee goes through, so that they can use the intentional process of selecting a $10,000 and $5,000 grant. So we're really excited about the students that are coming from so many different schools across the region to take part in this over the next few months. As far as Share Greater Lynchburg, we have a lineup. We're kind of in a series of events here. We have a lunch and learn at Rush Homes tomorrow. We have a luncheon on fundraising for executive directors and development directors at Isabella's on Thursday. And next Wednesday, we have a lunch and learn at Beacon of Hope. So you can find out about all those details in our newsletter and on our website. And those are just opportunities to create collaboration and more collective impact across organizations. So the more that we can lean on each other, the further our dollars will go and the further our impact will go. So we consistently have regular programming, and we're gearing up for our 5-year anniversary for SHARE. And my goal is to have 200 organizations on the site by then. So it's only a 6 weeks away. So we're working hard to find and turn over any stones that we can for new nonprofits that can join. So make sure you get in touch soon.
It is tremendous. And 5 years of Share Greater Lynchburg. And on this site, it's not just a website, it's a community. And on this site, though, you can find area nonprofits, 190 area nonprofits. You can find volunteer opportunities, even at the board level. And all the events that are geared towards helping your nonprofit succeed, plus folks can even shop for that nonprofit right on the platform and have those items delivered directly to the nonprofit. It's a wonderful platform. Check it out, sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Folks, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was in stereo. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.